As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's reading was edited and adapted from Nerve Control and How to Gain It by H. Addington Bruce, published in 1919. Have you ever noticed the behavior of your family cat when it awakes from a sound sleep? Unless awakened by something that frightens them, they don't immediately dash away from the chair, sofa, window nook, or other cozy resting place that they have been occupying. On the contrary, before starting into full activity, they go through a regular ceremonial. They rise slowly, yawn, arch their back, stretch their legs. Then they thoroughly relax their muscles. After this, they are ready for whatever seems best to them to do. Other animals, dogs for example, behave somewhat similarly when first coming out of sleep. Observing this, a friend of mine, a well-known educator, has suggested that it contains a hint of practical importance to human beings. He told me that there are certain physiological reasons why people feel so sluggish on first awakening. The position in bed is cramped. The limbs are contracted. The circulation is impeded. And the breathing is greatly hindered. The exercises gone through by animals when they awake have the effect of helping them to compensate for these conditions. And of all the provisions of nature to meet this crucial moment in animal life, the stretch seems to be most important. Science has carefully explained the power of the morning stretch, but people seem to refuse to learn the lesson. The stretch extends the body so that the veins are so elongated that the blood flows more easily from the arteries, through the veins, back to the heart, and circulation is equalized and stimulated. The beneficial effects of a stretch can be felt by anyone who, upon awakening in the morning, stretches easily for a few minutes, then rests a few minutes, and notes the effects. You will feel a great exhilaration throughout the body and a sense of harmony. Thanksgiving seems to arise from every cell at the fresh blood and life. My friend indeed has devised a whole series of exercises to be taken in bed on awakening. It's his firm belief that these exercises, faithfully practiced, will add 10 years to your life. For myself, I fear that they are too time-consuming to find many devotees. But at least some simple movements can advantageously be practiced daily before arising. These would include a rhythmic stretching of the arms upward and the legs downward for a few minutes, then a few minutes of slow, deep breathing, followed by muscular relaxation as complete as one can make it. Such exercises will undoubtedly help to prepare both your body and mind for the working day, especially among those who find it difficult to rouse themselves adequately during the first hours of the day. And the exercises will be of still greater benefit if, after they have been taken, the exerciser is careful to get out of bed the right way. Most people take it for granted that it doesn't matter how they get out of bed. Actually, getting out of bed can greatly aid both your health and efficiency. Recently, this has been rightly emphasized by Dr. L. F. Fuld, a celebrated promoter of healthy living for business people. Here is his formula for getting out of bed to best advantage. When you start to get up, don't turn over on your side and roll out of bed. Get some benefit from the movement, holding your hips with your hands and catching your toes at the bottom of the bed. Rise to a sitting position without helping yourself at all with your hands. Do it 3 times. You may find this movement somewhat difficult at first, because in performing it you use the muscles of your abdomen, which, unless you exercise, may have become weak and fatty. But if you do this sit-up daily on waking up, your abdomen will become smaller and firmer, and the size of your waist reduced. If your abdominal muscles are weak, you might have to help yourself at first by placing your hands on the bed instead of your hips and pushing yourself up. This makes the movement much easier but also much less beneficial. This method should therefore not be resorted to unless absolutely necessary, and the hands-on-hips position should be used as soon as possible. Try this suggested before rising exercise for a few months. While it is simple and takes but a few seconds, the results may surprisingly gratify you. Now, let's move on to another important part of getting the day started right. I imagine that there are some of you who would say that things haven't been going well with you lately, that you are nervous, easily tired, easily irritated. You may have been to the doctor, but they found nothing organically wrong with you. The doctor didn't even find it necessary to modify your diet. You yourself feel that the trouble is more mental than physical. You are worried by business conditions. The high cost of living weighs on your mind. You dread the bill collectors, etc. You appreciate that worry will not mend matters for you, but what are you to do? If you could only afford to get away from everything for a while, you feel that you would be all right again, but you cannot leave your work. There is, however, one thing that you can do at your own home that may avert the nervous breakdown you fear is coming. It is a very simple thing. Get up with a smile every morning. What? I hear you say incredulously. Get up with a smile? When it seems to me there is nothing in my life to smile about? Yes, that is precisely the point. At present, you don't smile because you are not cheerful. But if only you will force yourself to smile, you will end up becoming cheerful. Mind and body are interconnected. Every mental mood you experience finds expression in the muscles of your body, especially in the muscles of your face. It's been proven by repeated experiments that if a person deliberately assumes the facial expression of a mental mood, they will actually develop in themselves that mental mood. Let yourself look angry, and soon you will begin to feel angry. Let yourself look sad, and sadness will gradually take possession of you. Apply this fact to your own advantage. What you want to do is make yourself feel more cheerful than you now feel. For that purpose, practice smiling. Especially practice smiling the first thing in the morning. Don't let yourself start the day looking sad. No matter how blue you feel, force a smile to your face when you get out of bed. Think of something funny if you can. Force yourself to smile. Jump into some clothes as quickly as possible. Go to your mirror and smile at yourself in the mirror. It may seem absurd to you, but smile away. Keep on smiling all through your dressing. The odds are that the very first day you do this, you will go downstairs feeling more cheerful than you have for a long time. If you do feel that way, and I believe you will, a great step forward will have been taken by you, for you will have started the day right. And to start the day right, to start it with a smile and in a mood of at least semi-cheerfulness, means more than half the battle of life is won. Remember that the mood of the morning often determines your mood for the entire day. You know the old saying, they must have got out of bed on the wrong side this morning? Make it a point in your case to get out of bed the right side every morning, which means get out of bed with a smile. After you have dressed and gone downstairs with a smile, there is one simple precaution you can and should take to help keep that smile on your face. Make it a rule not to read a newspaper or watch any news until half an hour after breakfast. Taking in the news will likely cause irritation, fear, worry, or some other unpleasant emotion, which in turn will have a harmful effect on your appetite and digestion. This is a fact that has been experimentally demonstrated in many physiological laboratories. Always it is found that nervous energy interferes with the digestive process, and good digestion is the cornerstone of good health. But you probably know this already. Everybody can recall digestive disturbances following the receipt of bad news, especially bad news coming in the early morning. At that time of day, disturbing news is more likely to cause nervous excitement, with consequent unpleasant bodily effects. For the reason that, before breakfast, the human system usually is in its lowest physiological state. As one doctor has put it, in the early morning the temperature of the body is lower than during the rest of the day. All your natural vitality is below normal. Half an hour after breakfast, things are much better. Therefore, postpone the reading or watching of news, with its possibly disquieting reports, until half an hour after breakfast. You will then be physically braced up, will have more vital power to take on the day. If you feel that you cannot adopt this rule, that you don't have enough time to postpone your reading or TV news watching, get up earlier in the morning and have your breakfast hour changed so that you may finish breakfast earlier and still have plenty of time for the news. The earlier rising will not hurt you. On the contrary, it will do you good and help make sure that your day is started right, and that the rest of your day is the best that it can be.
Hey scientists, how critical is pure water to you? In this new podcast, Lab Water Stories Unfiltered, we at Millipore Sigma look closer at this often overlooked lab essential. Tune in as experts drop tips and insights not found in textbooks, taken from their work with MilliQ Lab Water Solutions. Lab Water Stories Unfiltered. Find it wherever you get your podcasts. Millipore Sigma is the U.S. and Canada life science business of Merck KGaA Darmstadt, Germany.